Carl from Webcourses Bangkok, and I'm happy to say that we've finally launched our website. It's a kind of soft launch because we're still working on the content. And the reason I'm doing this audio boo is that I really wanted to talk about content. It's surprising how much time it takes. Now, if you're an existing web designer, and especially a freelancer, you'll know the pains that you go through trying to get content from one of your clients. So if you are kind of coming into a new project, give a lot of time, or at least a lot of warning to your client that you need that content. So what we did with Webcourses is I went from my sitemap and then put my sitemap into Excel. And by doing that, it allowed me to sort of like look at it in a sort of logical way. And then I planned out next to each page the kind of keywords that I wanted to discuss, the kind of parts of it, like maybe even the functionality as well. And then I did a little section about the imagery that I'm going to be using on that page. So maybe I needed to find a stock image, or maybe I needed to find a vector image, something like that, to make the page look really nice. Now, another part of that is actual content design, actually designing content for each and every page. Some pages will just be text, some pages might just be a form, but some pages are going to really need to engage your user and get them really listening to what you have to say, or should I say reading what you have to say, and kind of being excited about this page, or even interested. So when you're thinking about designing your site, pay attention to also designing the content areas. So for example, what we did is we have our courses. Now the courses need a nice header. They need a nice header to sort of introduce the course that you're looking at, and it needed to be relevant and even show off some of the skills that you would learn in that course. So there was actually a lot in these headers, and with that saying, it actually took a lot of time to make them. Each header was its individual design. Each header needed its own sort of planning and thinking about. So that takes time. So if you are thinking about designing a website, you've got the time for the design, you've got the design, the time for the planning and the development, but give lots and lots of time for filling out the content, making sure that each page is nice, each page is engaging, and has got all the information you need to really make the user do your call to action. So that's everything for now. Check out our new website at www.webcoursesbangkok.com, and if you read any of the articles or read any of the success stories, things like that, please, please comment. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to get hold of me, you can get hold of me at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com. Thanks. Bye.